were some of the names of them?
We played Pom Pom Pull Away and Run My Sheepy Run and
Tag, didn't you?
And they were the two main ones. We'd get a bunch of kids on the street, I don't know how often, but in the summer, almost every night, there'd be maybe 50 kids. And the telephone poles was in the middle of the road, saying, and you'd say, play out by the poles. And everybody knew what that meant, and you'd all come on that street, and you'd run between two poles just 50 yards apart.
Uh-huh.
And see who was the last one to be caught. You'd have to catch them as they all come like a herd of sheep fast, you know.
Uh-huh.
The last one to get caught, of course, you'd be winning. You'd keep going back and forth till they got them all.
What do we call that? Oh, that's the... Yeah, we call that pomp.
Yeah. And Run My Sheepy Run, they used to play that a lot. You don't see those. You'd never hear of Guinea anymore. You ever heard of Guinea?
Uh-uh.
Took a little, like a broomstick handle, about that big round, and you'd get it about that long, and then you'd whittle each end down sharp.
Oh.
And then you hit it on the end, they'd jump, and then you'd hit it.
Right, I have heard of that. I've never seen it or
never seen
it. And then they had Perg with marbles. Had holes around. Have you ever heard of Perg?
Mm-hmm.
You had holes around and you'd roll your marble up into those holes. And we had, they played, can't even remember the name of it. They had a rock they put on top of another rock. Take rocks and throw and hit that. And then they'd have kids go after that rock. One would be tended. Boy, it wasn't while you get hit in the head or something. That was bad. That was a bad game. I can't even remember what we called that.
Yeah.
Over at this old school building, there used to be, it was quite high, you know, the foundation. And off that north side, it was downhill. In the winter, the kids would go off there on their sleigh. One day I was going down that street, and a kid come off there in his sleigh, and he never even looked, and I could see him coming. I stopped my car, and he went right under the car. Wonder what he thought when he looked up, and the car was right by him. Gee. Yeah. It's good I stopped.
Well, have you got time for one? You said at the beginning you're going to tell me an Indian story. You got time to tell me one? Or?
I can tell you two or three. My mother told me a lot of them, and I'm sure sorry I didn't write them down.
Well, we've got that Indian Mary written down.
I can only remember a couple of them.
Do you know Indian Mary's story?
In the olden days, when the first settlers come here, they were really savage, the Indians. They'd go to each other's camps and tribes, and they'd steal their babies and kidnap them, and then they'd take them someplace and try and sell them. And one day there was a group of Indians come to Ephraim and they had an Indian baby. And they wanted to trade that baby for flour and meat, you know, and ham and stuff, food. And the Ephraim people said, we don't want the baby. Well, they says, you either trade or we'll hit her head on a rock. So they didn't want to see her killed. So there was a family. They lived down across the road from Allen Green. They took that little Indian girl in and raised her, and she was known as Mary